I'm reading verse 7. Speaking now of the Lord Jesus, it says of him that he's a priest after the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of his flesh, speaking now of Christ, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared. Now, we are told that the Lord Jesus wept on three occasions. Now, I'm of the opinion he wept on other occasions, but the record only gives us three occasions. One was at the grave of Lazarus. And at that time, although he knew what he was going to do, his heart went out in sympathy to the two sisters who were so deeply grieved. When I see him crying there, I know how he feels when you and I lose a loved one and stand at the graveside. And then he wept over Jerusalem. And if he wept over Jerusalem in that day, I'm of the opinion that he's wept over Los Angeles many times because it needs somebody to weep over it. And he has, I'm sure. And then the third is in the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, why did he weep there? I want to go over this again because I think it's very important to see. And unfortunately, it's been a cynic and an unbeliever that is saying something that some believers apparently do not firmly grasp. I do not mean this man understands this passage of Scripture, but he recognizes that he would love to have kept Jesus off the cross and killed him some other way. Now, that's exactly what the devil wanted to do, get rid of him in the Garden of Gethsemane. Had he died in that garden, and I think that's what he meant when he said, let this cup pass. What was that cup? Well, it was death, and he did not want to die in the Garden of Gethsemane because I believe Satan attempted to slay him there. And we are told that he was heard in that he feared. Now, if he prayed in that garden to let the cup pass, and that meant he didn't want to die on the cross, then he wasn't heard because he did die on the cross. He was heard. He did not die in the Garden of Gethsemane. You see, prophecy had made it abundantly clear that he was to die on a cross. The 22nd Psalm, thou hast heard me from the horns of the unicorns. And you do not have a better picture of crucifixion than that. That cross was an altar on which the Son of God shed his blood, paying the penalty for your sin and my sin. The life of the flesh is in the blood, God says, but I've given it to make an atonement for your sins. In the Old Testament, the sacrifice just covered it up. Now, he shed his blood on the cross, an altar. And he told Nicodemus, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. He did not want to die in the Garden of Gethsemane. And that, I think, is his prayer. A human prayer as he swept great drops of blood. Our Lord, he was near death as he approaches the cross. And that is the thing that he is praying to be delivered from. We are told that he was heard in that he feared. And again, as we've dealt with this before in this epistle, fear is not something that is always wrong. A great many people think if you're not brave under every circumstance, why, you are not really living the Christian life. It'd be abnormal if you did not fear. And I think we need a little bit more of it today, even in our churches when we meet. The fear of the Lord, that's the beginning of wisdom, we're told. And he feared. Now, that is the thing that I think we have here.